Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Donald Trump hit the ground running? Will Democrats find a raison d'etre? And is the Never Trump movement a thing of the past? Find out on this week's Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, a Florida truck driver. You know how they got snow, right? Southern Florida, well, not southern, like the panhandle. Well, this one truck driver was very excited about the snow, and so he thought, you know, I get it. He's like, why not do donuts? But you're in a truck, and he crashed in Walton County, Florida. And this is now made it to where Florida Department of Transportation come out, and they have to go, guys, we know you're very excited about the snow. Let's not be taking our big rigs out there and be doing donuts out in it, all right? Is it? I probably melted already anyway. But he's okay. Deputies responded to the crash. It got reported in, but they're telling people stay off the roads. He like went off an embankment, like a pretty big embankment. I mean, they're going to have to tow that truck out. I don't even know how they're going to get that truck out. It's like on its side off a concrete drop off. It's man. So be careful out there. You know, let's see this. Oh, no. A Florida man, 73 years old. Why is this always somebody who's like, it's an old progressive, right? This is when you say that you don't like old people and that they're not innocent, are you talking about the progressive ones?
Wait a minute.
Kane, if you could see how
that
he's trying to make turn himself
well,
off.
Well, there's four
he's
different
like
things.
Chaotic. Four different he's like, I am not sources. Going to be impugned in such a way.
We need to clear this up. Not all old people are innocent. Would you look at what stop what you're doing? Not all old people are innocent, and this is an example of one of those not all old people.
Well, he's 73 years old. He was naked. Sorry, I'm doing the Ozark pronunciation, N-E-K-K-I-D. Naked. That sounds dumb to say, doesn't it? Naked? That sounds so weird. He said that he was literally walking around the park in his neighborhood, buck naked. And when police arrived, because obviously everyone and their brother called the police, he said, well, there are nude parks here, or there's nude beaches here. He goes, there are nude beaches in Florida. And they're like, sir, you're not at the beach. You're literally in the middle of like a residential community walking around the park. Like, why are you like this? He was taken into custody because he was doing the exposing of his sexual organs. So, yeah. And let's see. I got one more for you. A Florida man ate a diet of butter, cheese, beef, mostly butter and cheese, and his cholesterol went through the roof. Yeah, because, you know, you can't eat high-fat butter and high-fat cheese and eat all the high fatty fat stuff. You gotta be careful with this stuff. This was a story. It was Ars Technica that I was reading. High cholesterol is considered 240. His, over 1,000.
1,000?
How are you living? How are you living? That's insane. I don't know, man. It is a big week, and we're not just talking about Inauguration Day. Kel-Tec has officially unveiled their brand new pistol, the PR-57, and it's causing a huge buzz. Over 1 million views on the release video already, and you need to see why. Visit KelTecWeapons.com/Dana today, right now. Check it out. It's the Kel-Tec PR-57. It's a revolutionary compact concealed carry pistol chambered in 5.7. It's ultra-lightweight, 20-round capacity, and here's what's the kicker. It's a unique top-loading design. It's slim, simple, and practical. You're not going to have a magazine. In fact, the PR-57 loads directly into the grip. It's a rotary barrel design, and it reduces weight by 40% compared to the other 5.7 millimeters on the market. And it's not just innovative. It's built for real-world performance with ease of use in mind. So for a limited time, you can win your own Kel-Tec. Just head over to KelTecWeapons.com/Dana. Enter their SHOT Show Week giveaway right before midnight Thursday. That's a deadline. The winner, I'll announce it live on air, the winner, Friday, January 24th. So don't miss your chance to own the future of concealed carry. Visit KelTecWeapons.com/Dana. Kel-Tec, Innovation Performance, made in the USA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, broadcasting from NSSF SHOT Show. We come here every year. You all know the drill. It's like the one time I'm out of my hobbit hole. And this is a great event to come to. I haven't even seen hardly anything. I was just talking to my friend Ken Shamrock, the most dangerous man on God's green earth. That's not his official title. It's the world's most dangerous man. I think he's like the universe's most dangerous man. I have watched a number of his matches, and he looks like so, you know, he's so pleasant and so nice right now. I mean, totally not, you know, just so nice. And Ken joins us live here in Vegas at SHOT Show. And by the way, you guys are, people can watch the show, Channel 347, DirecTV. We're at X, Facebook, all over, and terrestrially. So welcome. It's been a while. The last time I spoke with you, it was in Dallas, and it was like 7 or 8 years ago. So it's been a while. We've grown up. We're big kids now.
is that real? Are we grown up?
I don't know. Like, maybe not. I don't know. I question sometimes. I see the way stuff goes down.
I don't want to grow up.
I know, man. I'm telling you. So you're at SHOT. You got in, probably, I think, the same day that we did. And you come to SHOT Show a lot. I mean, you like this stuff here. I mean, you walk around. You kind of take it all in. You stay busy. Have you gotten to see anything yet this year?
Yeah, you know, usually when I come to these, I don't have a specific thing I'm doing here other than when I'm being coming in and doing something like, yeah, I am this time. But yeah, I've been able to browse around and look and see, and it's just, for me, man, it's just such a breath of fresh air to come here and see this thing grow.
Yeah.
See that we're getting our rights, you know, that we've had for I don't know how long, ever since man has been man. To be able to bear arms and the amendment, and it's moving forward. And there for a minute, we didn't know if that was going to happen. So
we didn't.
It's awesome to be here, see this thing flourishing and growing, and seeing all the different designs and things that are coming out with the weapons and things like that. It's just an awesome show.
Yeah, the weapons tech is, I love the progression in technology. And I love this industry because people don't realize that, I mean, you do, but a lot of people don't, that these are all mom and pop businesses that got really successful in various degrees. And I don't know any other industry, really, that is like that.
It seems like, you know, there's the freedom to be able to kind of explore and take up different designs and start businesses,
yeah,
you know, and this is one of them where,
yeah,
they can just literally, you know, say, hey, I'm going to do this and jump in and do it. But again, I want to go back to that part where it's like, you know, 6 months ago, we weren't even sure we were going to be able to bear arms. So
right.
It's a refreshing thing to be here and see this thing growing.
You seem like very satisfied and rested after November, Tuesday in November, very certain Tuesday. You seem very happy.
I think a lot of us were,
yeah,
that way, where,
yeah,
it's like, you know, it's a major deal, you,
yeah,
know, and for that to be something that we had to fear is just beyond me. I can't even think of how that would even be possible.
I think we're going to look back on the previous term, the previous administration, and wonder what in the hell was going on? What was happening for those 4 years? I mean, we're paying taxes out of the nose for what? We're getting involved in every international dispute. They can't articulate any kind of American interest for it. I mean, every single thing that took, every day it was something new. It was exhausting, tiring. It affected Americans' moods. Now everyone, like, you are so calm and happy right now.
Yeah.
You're actually, you're almost giddy. That's probably the closest to giddy you'd be.
Yeah, again, like I said, it is a good feeling to wake up and know that we're on the right track. We have a great president that's in there now. And it just feels like the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And that's really what I feel, as opposed to 6 months ago where I felt like we were confused.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We're talking with our friend Ken Shamrock, the world's most dangerous man. I mean, he is a UFC legend. He's a WWE legend. We're going to talk about some of that stuff. There was an interview that you gave, speaking of, where we were 6 months ago and how weird, through these weird policies, society has been made. You gave an interview, and I thought it was so poignant. You were talking about your relationship with WWE, and somehow China got brought up, and you were saying that you didn't feel it was appropriate to get into the ring with her, and you were like, I got kids, and they see this, and I thought as a parent, I'm like, I get that. I get exactly what he's saying right here. That makes sense. And also, you're an athlete, and you understand just basic anatomy and physiology. Yeah. You're like educated on some of these people in HHS, apparently.
Yeah. And this was back when my kids were still in, kindergarten and in grade school.
Yeah.
And, I was obviously doing well in the WWF, just finished a career, with UFC and over in Pancras, becoming a world champion and, the actual fighting. Then I went into pro wrestling and, WWF and had some fun there. And there was a time where I was asked to get in and actually have a match with China. And now this is pro wrestling, right?
Right,
so most people in their minds are thinking, Ken, come on, brother, it's not real. It's pro wrestling. You guys are going to go out there and do a script and tell a story. And, it's just what it is. And I looked at him and I said, I have kids at home. And there's all these other kids out there that are watching me. They don't know this is entertainment. And so for me to walk in there, even though China is in tremendous shape and I give her all the respect in the world and I loved her and I felt bad on how things turned out with her, I was not going to get in there and beat up a woman. Yeah. Even though it may have been entertainment, the rest of the world or half the world that are young kids do not know that.
Right.
And so I took a stand. And I basically said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing because it just, I think a lot of people, because it's a huge professional thing. I mean, it's not like, you make a move in that industry and everybody knows about it. So this, it became some news and it made some headlines. But I also think it set a precedent because you look at what's happening with sports. And one of the reasons why I think, November went the way that it did, people are so tired of having to defend just like basic science and say, why can't boys play on boys' teams, girls play on girls' teams? I'm just glad I don't have a daughter. I have boys. I'm a boy mom. I can't imagine raising a daughter in that kind of environment and having to defend her before she even gets on the court or on the field.
And then it's difficult for them to defend themselves because then they're looked at as being weak.
Yeah.
Like, well, what are you afraid of? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, kind of am, a little bit, yeah.
The big difference between a man and a woman when it comes to the physical nature of sports.
Do you think that point has been made with the last election? Do you think that maybe the people that have been pushing this in society, that they've gotten the message? Is this going to stop? I mean, how long are we going to have to deal with this?
I don't know if it'll ever go away, but I don't think we're ever going to have to deal with it in the schools, or at least for the next 4 years, maybe even longer than that, if things go, the way I hope they go. I don't think we'll have to deal with that in our schools. I do believe that we're always going to have to deal with it in society, period.
I can't imagine being a principal and having, to deal with this with the student body and then forcing it on the student body and then the parents come in and one of the parents is Ken Shamrock. And Ken Shamrock comes in the principal's office. That has like the opposite intended threat. Usually you're scared if you go in the principal's office. Ken Shamrock coming in the principal's office is a whole different issue. But how does Dad Ken deal with that?
I have four girls, three boys, and
God love you.
I just know this, that I haven't had any serious issues.
I wouldn't imagine you would.
Yeah, but I also think it's the way that I've raised my kids and choices and decisions that they make.
That's a good point.
That I've always instilled in them that no matter whether it's a principal, a teacher, an adult, anywhere that you're at, your voice matters. And that if you run into something, whether it's, you know, something that you have in faith, or, you know, obviously, you know, gender and things of that nature, you have a right to speak up.
Yeah.
And to stand your ground on what you believe in.
Yeah.
And so most of the time, I've never had to really intervene. They're very strong-minded women, thanks to my wife, because she's definitely strong-minded.
Yeah, I would have to imagine. You'd have to have the female equivalent of Ken Shamrock.
She's a strong woman, and it's definitely been instilled in our daughters. So I haven't really had a head-butted situation where I had to really get in and take care of it. We've had situations, but they've dealt with it.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Talking with our friend Ken Shamrock, who's got a lot of stuff coming up, which I'm going to ask you about, because you've got the WWE Legends. You got a lot of stuff coming out on your plate. Tell me. You've been busy.
Yeah, you know, it's been exciting, even though I've kind of stepped away from actually getting inside the ring.
Right.
Kind of stepping in and doing other things, even outside the ring, trying to stay involved in something that I love, which was the combat industry. So there's a couple things that got going. One of them is we have an organization where we've actually done two fights so far. We've done in Florida, and it's True Bare Knuckle. And reason why I jumped into that was because I saw what was going on in mixed martial arts. Mm. And, you know, they put gloves on and, you know, talked about safety. And the reality of it is I fought with gloves and no gloves. And I always felt like I took more damage with gloves on than I ever did with bare knuckle.
Really?
I mean, I got lacerations or broken nose, maybe broken hand. But as far as the amount of punishment that I took on my brain, I felt like I sustained so much more with the gloves on because guys were able to protect their hands.
Wow.
Not my head. Like, they didn't put gloves on to protect the head. They put it on to protect the hand.
Ah.
So that tells you something right there. Like,
right.
Oh, I'm going to throw more punches. I'm going to hit this guy more often, and I'm not going to hurt my hand.
That makes sense.
So I thought, you know, if I ever had the opportunity, I'm going to, you know, change that. And I'm going to go back to what I thought was pure and more real, and that was bare knuckle. And so we've done a couple fights, been successful, got some great business partners, and we're really at just the beginning of restructuring and building this thing and really making a move on the combat industry. And that's one of them. And that right there kind of brings me to where we've actually met some other people that kind of align with what we were doing. And Survivor Man, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's on the Pursuit Channel.
Yeah, and, I've heard of Survivor Man. Yeah, that's where we're going.
Mr. Man. Yeah, it's on, yeah, Survivor Man. His last name's actually Man, and he is a SEAL Team 6 guy. I mean, look him up. I mean, he is decorated.
He's amazing. He's like Captain America.
He's a bad man.
Yeah. Dang, when you're saying that.
Yeah, he's a bad man. I mean, I think I'm tough. That dude's triple times tougher than me, man. I don't want to mess with him.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but this show is incredible because it is a lot aligned with what how I used to train fighters.
Mm.
You know, where it was like push them to the limit, push them past what they think they're capable of doing.
Yeah.
This is what Survivor Man does.
I love that.
So I'm like completely into this thing. I know we had actually met because I was playing golf up here with Blitnikoff's a tournament here with that where they do charity for battered women and children. And so I've been doing that for about 20 years, and I met somebody there, Bronco, who actually introduced me to these guys that were doing this show because he felt like this was aligned right with you, and he's right. And I saw a clip of it, and I was like, oh man, I want to do this. So we end up contacting him and kind of met everybody and started to meet some of the people, Mr. Man and a few others, and I'm just, everything just seemed to line right up. Like, this is exactly
Providence.
Yeah, it's like bringing me back to old school, and I'm like, I didn't think we could do this anymore. And it's
I
like,
love
hey,
that.
Let's
yeah.
bring back this macho, you know,
where it's not so corporatized, and
yeah.
you have like real fighter skill, where you got to kind of think outside the box. Because anything, I mean, I feel like especially when you're talking about bare knuckle, there's a skill set. I appreciate it. I watch. My husband is crazy into UFC. I like the fighter story, so I get in on the woman aspect of it. Like I started following you and watching all your matches, and I'm like, I like Mr. Shamrock. He's such a nice man.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy. But it's a different skill. It's, correct me if I'm wrong on that. It's a different way of approaching hand-to-hand combat. It's definitely I think an elevated skill.
It really is, because if you're not looking closely at it to how those things actually play out when it comes to the bare knuckle and actually having a glove on your hand. You don't really notice it unless you're in it. And the one thing that is the biggest difference between the glove and the hand is that it's less power. You cannot be swinging for the fences or throwing hard punches because
with
if you miss,
oh my gosh,
break your hand and fight's over.
Right.
Right. So it's really about more accuracy, more footwork, and it also limits the amount of brain damage that you take over years and years of training because you're not sparring as much.
Right.
You don't have to. It's more about accuracy and speed and footwork. It really is. And I think we're at the actual beginning point of you know, when UFC came in, it was kind of this cult following. It was a small group of people. And then it went mainstream, and then all of a sudden everybody got to see it. And it was like, oh, my goodness, this stuff is awesome. I think that's where bare knuckle is right now, where it's kind of got this following, but we really haven't gone mainstream yet.
Yeah.
But we got to package it right. We got to deliver it right. And then we've also got to be able to put in the actual stuff that we found over the past few years of the medical findings on this, on how it's safer.
That's huge.
And not taking as much brain damage when you're putting gloves on.
That's absolutely huge, because I never had honestly ever thought about that, the presence of the glove and all of that. So Ken Shamrock, surviving man, and then you also have the Legends contract, because you're going to be coming back on with WWE as well. I mean, we're running out of time. I would love to have you back. Anytime that you want to come on, anytime you want to talk about anything, you know you got an open mic here.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, man. And, right now things are awesome, man. I'm blessed. You know, I've had a great career, and I'm not done.
There you go. Where can people go and find everything that you're up to and read more about Bare Knuckle?
Yeah, True Bare Knuckle. You can go to TrueBareKnuckle.com. And then, Surviving Man is Pursuit Channel. I know there's a few other places, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But
yeah, I've seen it advertised, and so awesome.
It's a great show. If you really want a man's sport, and for women too. I don't want to get beat up by my wife.
Women love the drama of dudes in combat. They like the drama of, like, there's some about it. Like when they go, and when you know it's like an athletic, skilled, artistic match, there's a drama and a pageantry in it that I think is very appealing to women. We like it. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just
think I think she's being modest. I also think she likes it because they don't have their shirts on either.
I would never say that. I would never say such a thing, Mr. Shamrock. All right, we got to get moving.
How dare you,
Ken Shamrock? You can follow him on X at Shamrock Ken. Congratulations, my friend, on all your success and more success to come. God bless you. Appreciate you.
Yes.
All Family Pharmacy. You just need to bookmark this website. I've never been to a website where they make it easier to get the medicines that you need. And look, for like, I get it. If you want to go to a doctor and you want to have, they have doctors that are on their staff that you can actually talk to. So for instance, when I, over Thanksgiving, I was getting super sick. I had sinusitis and it was turning into strep, and I had people coming over. I was hosting for Thanksgiving. I don't have time for this. So I went on All Family Pharmacy's website, allfamilypharma.com. And I use my own code name. I'm not going to even lie about it. I dropped my own name and I got it discounted for 10% off. It's allfamilypharma.com/Dana. And I was able to get my azithromycin, because if I were to go to my doctor, that's the exact same thing they're going to prescribe me. This ain't my first rodeo. And then I had it overnighted. Got here at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. I ordered this stuff at like 7 o'clock last night. So it was amazing how quickly that they got it there. Anything that you need, this is a must have when you're traveling. They have everything. Ivermectin, which I take ahead of big events for the antiviral properties. But they have all kinds of reliable options for a variety of health needs. Be prepared. Skip the hassle. And here's the kicker. Big thing. Big, big, big. Their stuff is made in the USA, not China. So you hear about a lot of antibiotics being made in CCP China, not these. It's all USA. So you do not have to worry about outsourced products. You're getting good quality, safe material. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Make sure that you're always prepared. Protect yourself and your family. Allfamilypharma.com/Dana. code Dana 10 to save 10%.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, you guys are going to be so sad. This is such a sad headline. CNN's going to lay off hundreds of employees as a post-inauguration transformation begins. You know why they're laying off employees? So I'm not in my regular studio, so I feel like I can, you know, be a little wilder. I got to be very careful. The reason that they are not, that they're having to lay off all these employees is because it's been a poonado. It's been a horrible fecal storm of nonsense. That's why. Because they're so biased. Take it for somebody who was the token conservative there back in 2012. And then they never really ingratiated conservatives in the company. They never really ingratiated them with, you know, upper management, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why. That's why. Because people are tired of watching that nonsense. They're tired of it. I guess they're bringing back Duck Dynasty at A&E. What? Where has it been? Has it been on this whole time? Still? So it's going to be the revival, and apparently it's coming back to A&E. The last episode aired in 2017. I did not know
it's
that.
It's been that long?
Yeah, I did not know that. Wow. By the way, how sad is it? Like a couple of years passed, and we're all like, it's been that long? That's so wild. What? NFL suffers playoffs ratings blow for division round, despite ESPN's record as the Bills and Ravens failed to deliver big numbers. Why is that? They just didn't like who was playing? Like, what's up? Whoa, what does that mean?
There's a lot of different speculation. Some people sour, some people not, but it could be just a simple Nielsen ratings thing. So we don't know yet. We'll see.
Oh, I don't know. That's very unlike your typical tinfoil hat stuff. I'm not satisfied with that answer. Former VP Kamala Harris, they're saying that there's turmoil because the word is that she's blaming his scandals for her losing the presidency. She's got to, you know, as a strong, empowered woman, it's paramount that you pass the buck to the closest male. That's how that works, right? So there, his scandals, remember the nanny scandal? It's all being blamed for her losing. Not the fact that she just copied and pasted Joe Biden's policies or that people were tired under living under this Democrat regime. That's why. In addition to that, the Gulf of America is already appearing in government documents. They said that the shock and awe orders kick in. That's what they're calling it, shock and awe orders. But they said now already in government documents. Florida was the first. The U.S. Coast Guard has now officially used the Gulf of America in their press release when they were announcing the immediate action in support of the executive orders from the president. So they said Gulf of America. They said it. Yeah. So it's now, I mean, it's like, I guess after it's been used in enough government documents, then... Yeah, then it works. There you go. So that's pretty, that's pretty interesting. And also I had a couple of other things for, actually, you know what? I should probably wait because I'm not going to get this headline in. So we have Ken Shamrock who's coming up. I know he's got that WWE Legends that he's coming back with. I read an interview with him where he was talking about why he'd never wanted to get into the ring with China. And that was kind of like a contributing factor to him exiting. Very interesting, you know, especially when boys are playing girls sports. Stick with us. You want to hear a funny non-political story?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk about it, but one of my friends, Dark Storm Norm, who's got the most beautiful, had the most beautiful Frenchie, and we both had brindles. He's here. He's a vet. You know, one of the sweetest guys. And they have a booth here at SHOT Show. And he had his Norm, his dog, his Frenchie. That dog had its own power wheels. That dog was, like, privileged. That dog had its own power wheels. It would drive around. Like, the dog didn't, but he would. And he lost his dog recently, and he was there with a friend who has a Belgian Malinois. You guys know we got a rescue pup. So he's, like, part Belgian Malinois and part Rhodesian Ridgeback. And I'm used to, I've had working breeds before, but that was, you know, when I was, like, 20 or when I was a teenager. Different now when you're like 40. It's a lot different now to have a working breed dog now. So Wick is not having a good time. He is with Nana, and Nana has been watching all kinds of dog videos. Nana and Wick watch videos, animal videos together, and she talks to him like he's a person. She treats him like a grandchild, and he lost his mind and totally destroyed everything. He totally destroyed the floor in our bedroom where he sleeps because he was mad at being put to bed. So I don't know what to do. So anyway, before we adopted Wick, I'm going to tell you this story and then we're going to get to meat and potatoes. I swear to you guys, you're going to use this to make fun of me, and I'm going to let you have this because I'm in a good mood. I was going to the tailor, right? I had to pick up a business jacket. I think it was the brown version of this one that I'm wearing right now. I had to go pick up this jacket, right? Because the sleeves were a little long. I was getting a tailor. And I'm driving, right? And I see this mangy-looking gray dog, right? Now, can I just preface this by saying animals in Missouri are a lot bigger than animals in Texas. Like, whitetail are huge in Missouri. Here in Texas, they're like anemic. It's weird. But you get what I'm saying. Like, even all the wildlife is bigger up there. So I see this, like, mangy, like, gray, dirty dog. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That is a free pet, you know? And I'm pulling my car over. And I get out of my car, and I'm, like, walking to the dog. I'm like, I don't have no snacks or nothing to lure. I was like, ooh, you know, pop, 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 boo, 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 boo. And the dog acted like it was going to come over to me, and then it ran off. And I'm like, I mean, it got real close to me. It was, like, 3 feet away. And then it was, like, sniffing at me and then ran away. And I was so upset. No sooner did I get home than Glenn Story, who owns Patriot Mobile, texts me because he lives in my neighborhood. He texts me, and he's like, did you see this? There is a coyote that is roaming the neighborhood. And I got a picture of it. It was that dog. I literally almost caught a coyote and took it home. Now, I say, I know what coyotes look like, yes, but they are so much smaller in Texas than they are in Missouri. It's just weird. Animals are bigger up north. But I literally almost brought home a face-eating coyote. Can you imagine if I would have gotten that thing in my, like Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights with the puma in the back? Can you imagine if I'd have got that damn coyote in my car? And my rig and took that thing home. Oh my gosh. And I didn't say anything at first. And I was like, yeah, I think I saw it. And Chris immediately knew. He immediately knew. He's like, woman, did you try to take that damn dog home? He immediately knew because he looked at my face and he's like, did you try to take it home? Do you want to hear one more funny story? I'm in a good mood. You want to hear one more?
Yeah.
All right. So I got into a wreck over Christmas. I'm fine. It's fine. It's a long story. That's not the point. The point is this. So I pull up, you know, we're doing the post-accident stuff, and it was totally not my fault. We're doing the post-accident stuff. And I called, you know, the police, the non-emergency number, and I called my husband. I was like, my husband is best compared to Rip from Yellowstone. And in certain occasions, I can be Beth, right? Legitimately, shut up, Kane. Shut up. I've never seen you look so smug in your life. Not even talking to you right now. Why am I talking about this instead of meat and potatoes? What? I don't know. Anyway, so he knows me because I can be very aggressive and overpowering sometimes. So he gets there before the police do. He's in his big old rig. He's got giant tires. I can't even get in and out of that thing without ladders and help. You know, I fell out of it in the Tom Thumb parking lot one time just after church going in to get some bread. I look like a fool. Anyway, so he pulls up immediately, like parks perfectly in one move, swings the door open, and he comes around the corner of the car and he goes, you over there. Because he knew immediately, he's like, you over there. like total rip, like I don't have time for your crazy right now. And then I looked at his feet. Kane. My husband, I don't let my husband leave the house looking a mess because that's not what proper wives do.
This is an accident. This is an emergency situation, just in his defense.
Anyway, I look at his feet. He's got on cherry red socks and camo Crocs.
Cherry red?
Camo Crocs. That is the thing that exists. And he wears them proudly after saying he would never wear such a shoe. And I forgot all about my accident. And I was like, what in the hell is on your feet? And he's like, woman, you call me saying that you got into an accident. I'm not going to be putting on fancy shoes. Look, can we focus on the... And I couldn't get over it. I'm like, oh my gosh. I felt like a teenager. I'm like, what is on your feet? Like, why did you leave the house wearing red socks and camo Crocs? And he just stares at me. And he goes, get over there. Handled it. Walked to the airport. Vegas. Going to the airport. Coming out here in those damn camo Crocs. I'm going to find them and set them on fire. Anyway, I thought you would all enjoy a little personal... little personal information. I may not ever do it again because I'm just anticipating the amount. I hope the chat's entertained. You guys will be entertained by that. I'm going to try to get a picture of the Crocs, but long story short, you know, he didn't care. He was coming in clutch with them cherry red socks and camo Crocs. I can't even deal. So I tried to take home a coyote and all that stuff. Anyway, a friend of mine there's all kinds of service dogs that are here too. You'll have a lot of veterans at this event, SHOT Show in Vegas. And I know you don't pet the service dogs because they're working, but it takes everything I have because I feel like I'm Snow White, right? And animals talk to me and like butterflies will land on my arms and birds will help put ribbons in my hair. And, you know, the mice will set out my slippers. And so I feel like I really could be that. And so I see the dogs and I'm like, pet? You know, in my head. And I'm like, no, Dana, you can't pet them. That dog is a hard worker. Working 9 to 5, and then Dolly Parton comes in on my head, you know, working 9 to 5, and I can't pet them. So
all of that is normal.
Takes everything I have.
100%.
When he told me I could pet his dog, I lost my mind. I was like,
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Superman derives his power from the yellow sun. DC politicians get their power by giving handouts. In 1913, the tax code was 400 pages long. Today, it's 75,000. This is how politicians derive their power.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.